Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the wait for December 14th, Monday. Monday morning. Good morning to you. How's everybody's weekend go? You have a good time? Oh, I hope you did. I know I did. We'll talk about that later. Today, it's me. It's just the Bruce. I'm doing the show solo today. Billy Flynn's taking a little time off this week. Next couple of weeks. He needs his vacation time. He's been doing the show for too long. He's kidding. He's waking up in the middle of the night going, Geek Radio Daily. It's just amazing. He needs the time off, so we're giving Billy Flynn a week or two or maybe 3 weeks off. But it's me. It's the Bruce. Let's start the show like we usually do. Let's start with birthdays. Vanessa Hutchins from High School Musical 1, 2, and 3 and a couple risque photos she sent to her boyfriend, but we're not going to talk about that. She's actually 21 years old today. Yeah, she's 21 years old today. Paul Zaloom is 58 years old. Now, you may not know from that name, but you know him from Beakman's World. Yes, he's Beakman. Wow. Yeah, he doesn't look 58 years old. You look back at him, wow, that's amazing. Patty Duke is 63 years old today. Won an Oscar for The Miracle Worker, did The Patty Duke Show, blah, blah, blah. Many movies. Let's see, who else's birthday is today? Not a lot of geeky names today. Maury Amsterdam would have been 94 years old today. He was Buddy Sorrell on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Yeah, he was the comic relief. Like, Dick Van Dyke needed comic relief, but he was the comic relief for the Dick Van Dyke Show. Spike Jones, his birthday was today, born in 1911. And the guy who saw it all, knew it all, blah, 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 could tell you everything that was going to happen. He could tell you lottery numbers, but maybe. Well, he'd keep them to himself. Nostradamus was born in 1503. Wow. That would have made him 506 years old. Yeah, 506 years old. That's a long time ago. Wow. He knew it all. Yeah. Well, I wonder if he knew it was on television pages. Ah, see what I did there? Yeah. Let's see. CBS, all new episodes of How I Met Your Mother, Accidentally on Purpose, Two and a Half Men, The Big Bang Theory, and CSI Miami. All right. ABC, Jennifer Hudson's I'll Be Home for Christmas. Aww. You also got a new episode of Find My Family and a repeat of Castle. NBC, you have a brand new show called The Sing-Off. Is NBC just running out of titles of shows? It's a cool concept. 8 a cappella groups from all across America went try to compete for a recording contract. It's supposed to be going on for 3 days in a row. Who knows? It may be good. Fox, you have House and then Lie to Me. On the CW, you got Vampire Diaries twice in a row. Mind you, they're both repeats, but what are you going to do? If you like the show, twofer, you'll enjoy it. ESPN, NFL football Monday night. The Arizona Cardinals versus the San Francisco 49ers. I almost said St. Louis. It's absolutely wrong. It's San Francisco 49ers. All right. Spike TV, Bulletproof Monk. Chow Yun-Fat movie, yeah, it's pretty good. Wasn't phenomenal. It was good. All right. USA Network, you have WWE Monday Night Raw with guest host Dennis Miller. Because when I think wrestling, I think Dennis Miller. Yeah. All right, well, hey. Sci-Fi Channel, you have Casino Royale. Yes, this is a recent 2006 James Bond movie. TNT, you have a new series called Men of a Certain Age. Now, I'm not going to say what age that is, but it's slightly older than I am, thankfully, I think. I don't know. FX, The Devil Wears Prada. It's a good film. Comedy Central, Futurama, The Beast with a Billion Backs. Funny, funny Futurama episode. Kind of gets into polyamory, if you've seen it, enjoy it, watch it, enjoy it. You'll enjoy the film. Fox Movie Channel, Alienation, good film. And then Jumping Jack Flash with Whoopi Goldberg. Not so much a great film. It's okay. ABC Family, you have Mary Poppins. Ah, wonderful film. Beautiful Day by Mary Poppins. Okay, I didn't see it. Yeah, I've never seen Mary Poppins. Sue me. What do you want? All right. But if you don't like that, if you're not watching anything else, what I'm going to watch tonight, I'm going to go over to MTV, where I'm going to watch an episode of True Life. I Have Embarrassing Parents 2. Who didn't? Man, if you're a geek, you had embarrassing parents. or you're going to be embarrassing parents. Eh, it's all good. Checking the box, checking the mail today? Yeah, I got a mail. That's okay. That's all right. You didn't know I was doing the show. You didn't send me anything. I'd like to get some mail since I'm going to be doing the show probably most of this week by myself. Who knows? Got to talk to the Victor. Let's see how that goes. But if you want to send me mail, you can send it to me or any of the other hosts. You can send it to The Bruce, Billy Flynn, Flintstress, The Vicar, or podcast at geekradiodaily.com. All right, we're not going to go to a break today. We're just going to shoot straight through the show. You know why? Because we don't need a break today. I don't need a break. You don't need a break. Let's just shoot straight through the show. Let's get into some box office results. Yeah, I didn't go see any movies this weekend, but that's okay. Nothing I really wanted to see. Maybe next week. Talk about that on Friday. All right, but in the number 10 position was Ninja Assassin. Made another $2.7 million. It's almost made its budget back in 3 weeks of release. Number 9 was Armored. $3.5 million. It's made $11 million so far, $20 million budget. It's only been out 2 weeks. It's probably make its budget back. Old Dogs in the number 8 position made $4.39 million. Sounds pretty good. It's not a great film, I'm sure. 2012 in this number 7 position made $4.4 million. In number 6, you have Brothers, made $5 million. I don't think I've anything. Oh yeah, this is the Tobey Maguire movie, right? Yeah, Tobey Maguire movie. That's the guy goes off the war. Everybody thinks he's dead. Cousin comes in. Yeah. The number 5 position, you have Christmas Carol, the most recent one with Jim Carrey, made $6.8 million. It's made $124 million, and you think that'd be great. However, it's got a $200 million budget. That's a lot of money. Wow. That's a lot of money for this movie. The number 4 position, you have New Moon, which now made another $8 million. For a $50 million budget, it's made $267 million. Wow. How? I need to write a movie. I've got to write a script play. I've got to write a screenplay. I've got to start making money doing this. All right, the number 3 movie is a new movie this week. It's called Invictus. It's the Morgan Freeman, Matt Damon movie. It made $9.1 million. Sounds pretty good. Number 2, The Blind Side, $15 million. It's made well more than its budget back. Wow. And the number 1 position, The Princess and the Frog. This is the new movie that takes the old fairy tale, and it twists it up a little bit, puts a little Cajun flair into it, made $25 million over the weekend. Do you see any of these movies? I hope you did. I hope you enjoyed some of them.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! All the news from a geeky point of view. Well, Fight TV last Saturday presented the Video Game Awards. While the results weren't as interesting, they had best human in a play. It's another award show. It doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. The best game of the year was Assassin's Creed 2. Spoiling it for you, no big deal. The highlight of the show, though, was the announcement of the previews of the upcoming video games. The show opened up with the announcement of Arkham Asylum 2. Now, I'm not sure that's what they're really calling it. They never gave the title of the show of the new video game. But it did show the Joker return with Harley Quinn, and they're tearing up Gotham. You gotta see this if you get your eyes on it. Check it out. There's also a website that says Arkham has moved. I checked the website out myself. It was closed. It's still not open. It may be open by now. Who knows? There were also other previews for Tron Evolution, Halo Reach, and the new Star Wars video game, The Force Unleashed 2. If you didn't catch the show, I'm sure the videos are up on YouTube now. Check them out. Well, last summer, while everybody was raving about Heath Ledger's performance as a Joker in The Dark Knight, another actor was winning critics and fans of Aaron Eckhart. Okay, he had the role of Harvey Dent, transformed to Two-Face. We all know this. But here's what you didn't know. He wasn't the only actor up for the role. What if it was played by Matt Damon? Yeah, but Matt Damon. You know, you're doing it. I know you're doing it. I'm doing it too. It's a funny joke. Damon actually revealed to MTV News that he was up and running for the role, but he had to turn it down due to a scheduling conflict. What scheduling conflict? I'm sure whatever movie else, other movie he had to do, he was like, man, I just had to turn out another movie and I didn't get into the biggest blockbuster of all time. I'm sure he was just happy about that one. Damon says that he never spoke to Chris Nolan. He's a big fan of him, but he never actually got to speak to him. He also went on to say Aaron Eckhart did an excellent role, excellent job. He brought the character to life. No one else could have done the better. But still, Matt Damon could have been Two-Face. Did you see that? I don't know. It might have been funny. Okay, for everybody over there on the left coast, if anybody's near West Los Angeles, near the cross streets of Santa Monica and Glendon and Westwood, well, today, the first protracted scene of Tron Legacy's images will be revealed. What we have been told is that the pics will change every month until the movie's release. Now, by change, I don't mean to know if they're going to change the pictures or the locations or the imagery, whatever. It's supposed to be swapped out. Who knows? But starting today in West Los Angeles, you're going to see protracted scenes of Tron Legacy. Also, if you're planning to hit a Disney theme park sometime in the near future, you're going to start seeing a lot of Tron Legacy stuff going through the parks and such. So you're going to see flyers up here. You're going to see posters. You might even see a light cycle. Who knows? All right? So, hey, I'm waiting for Tron to come out just like everybody else is. Okay, finally today, I only got four news stories for you today, but you're going to appreciate it. How would you like to get a chance to flash on NBC's Chuck? No, not like that, you pervert. Yeah, I was thinking it too. But no, as part of a promotion for the third season of NBC's spy comedy, the fans are going to get a chance to literally win a blink of and you'll miss it cameo as a part of an episode of Chuck. Next month, to get the word out for next month's Chuck return, they've launched Mission Chuck Me Out, an online game promoting fan activism about the show by awarding points for each Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace mention of the series. At the beginning of March, the fan with the most points will get their face featured in one of Chuck's intersect flashes during an actual episode. Wouldn't that be cool? All of a sudden, it's like, oh, spies and this, that, your face. And then something else. Wow, that'd be kind of cool. Fans of Chuck have been passionate for the show, says one of the creators. We want to reward them for their loyalty, and in the next season, you might be flashed in Chuck. That sounds pretty cool. All right, Geek Radio Daily, distributed by non-commercial, non-derivative, 3.0 U-Bless license. Yeah, that's the Monday show for you. You can contact us. Contact any of us. Contact all of us. You can contact by email Billy Flynn, The Bruce, Flintstress, The Vicar, or just podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Enjoy your Monday. Enjoy your week. I'll see you guys tomorrow. See ya!